Welcome to the Plant Centered and Thriving Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kitchens. I'm a plant-based registered dietitian and virtual nutrition mentor. I was raised on an Angus cattle farm, grew up with a lot of GI issues, and used the power of plant-based eating to promote healing. Here you'll find inspiration, ideas, and encouragement for your own plant-based journey. I'm so thrilled you're here today. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm so glad you're here and I cannot wait to talk to our guest today. Her name is Vanessa. She hails from New Jersey and she really has an incredible story about her whole plant-based journey, kind of why she's doing it. She loves animals. I know her because she was a former client of mine and now she has spread her wings. She's out on her own and she's doing amazing. So welcome to the podcast, Vanessa.
Thanks, Ashley. I'm so excited. Yeah, the plant-based journey was definitely one that I struggled with probably for about 2 or 3 years or so. And I reached out to you to help me because I always tried it on my own. And then I would be craving something or having the peer pressure of feeling left out or making others feel uncomfortable. And you helped me.
Yay. Well, and I think a lot of people can resonate with that of like trying it several times and it just something about it just isn't sticking. So what kind of going back then when you had tried it several times, What do you feel like maybe was going on? Why wasn't it quite working for you?
I think because I felt like I was inconveniencing other people and I didn't want to feel like I was a burden or like I was a pain to take somewhere or whatever the case was. Yeah. And I think that's probably a lot of problems with a lot of people that's having issues transitioning over.
Yeah, absolutely. They almost feel like it's an inconvenience to other people if they're eating this way. And it's hard to maybe kind of own that part of your journey when you feel like you're constantly inconveniencing other people or a burden to them the way that you're eating.
Right. And I think it's also like, at least from my perspective, it was the communication. Like I wasn't ready to tell people what I wanted to do or what my position was of why I wanted to eat a certain way. Like I just wasn't ready to open up yet.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel like I was fully committed at that point.
Yeah. And that's a good point too, is like you were still trying to figure out maybe why you were doing this and still trying to navigate this whole path. And is this something that was going to stick for you? It's kind of like you were still figuring out yourself and it's like maybe you didn't want to like tell a bunch of other people.
Right. And I have a huge family too, like on my dad's side. So when we came to Chinese New Year or any birthdays or weddings, I didn't want to make them want to have to cater only towards me.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up because I think also for some people, honoring your culture is a really important piece to all of this and honoring those foods that maybe you grew up eating or your parents, you know, still really enjoy eating. So how have you sort of navigated that situation with your parents? Because I mean, I know you, so I know they live close by. I know that you still eat some meals with them. So how do you feel like you've sort of, kind of meshed that together?
Luckily, my family eats more Chinese food than Italian food, I would say. Luckily, Chinese food is very versatile. Like if there's a pork dumpling, there's a vegetable dumpling. If there's a pork shumai, there's a vegetable shumai. Like it's very easy to adjust for it. And pretty much any beef dish, there's a tofu dish to go with it. But again, it's also having to speak up about what you want to eat. Like I guess finding my voice about wanting to go plant-based was what I struggled with, of why didn't succeed before versus now.
How do you feel like you've sort of found that voice? What has been helpful for you there?
Kind of just leaning onto my support system. Like I think I started with my parents because parents will love me no matter what. So I'm like, okay, I can start with them and see how they react, especially my dad, because my dad is a big meat eater. Once I got the confirmation from him that like he didn't really mind it really at all, you know, he actually started having fun going food shopping with me to the Asian stores. So once I got comfortable with that, I'm like, you know what? I can open up. And then as you start talking to more and more people, you find out that there's actually more people out there than you think that are either vegetarian or vegan. There's really no reason to be scared to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. And too, because you're in it. And I feel like I've seen you grow throughout this process of like you becoming more confident in this journey, that this pull that you had felt for a really long time, but like this time you made it happen. And it sounds like it almost took like trying it a few times and figuring out what the best approach was going to be for you for it to really solidify.
Right. And I think the community aspect was important because when I tried it on my own before, I think the first thing that I thought of is okay, it's really only tofu that I can eat. Like, there's really nothing else I can eat. So every dish I tried to make on my own before was tofu. And then as I started joining your Facebook group and other Facebook groups, I saw other meals being created. I'm like, I don't need just tofu. I can make awesome food out of other stuff. And it just became a lot more fun and more enjoyable.
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up because Vanessa was really active. We have a Slack group for all of the clients, and Vanessa would like showcase some of the vegan foods that she was making, and it was like, oh my goodness, like where did this come from? Because it was just, it's not what you would, like you said, kind of expect from a typical vegan meal, just like maybe tofu and rice and some vegetables or something. It was like very elaborate, and it was delicious. I mean, it looked delicious.
It was so good. And I also bought a lot of cookbooks to kind of help me navigate through it. And it's really kind of hard to get bored of a certain food because I feel like eating plant-based, you really taste the flavors because there's nothing really blocking any seasonings you're putting on the food. So it's more enjoyable for me, actually. And I didn't feel bloated afterwards. I didn't feel tired afterwards. And that was a big deal for me, too.
And something too that maybe was different than what you experienced in the past.
Yeah. I wasn't tired after I ate. Like that sluggish feeling after having like fast food. I didn't have that anymore.
That makes a big difference for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I have more energy.
Yes. That's one of the best. I feel like that's one of the best pieces of like eating more plants in general, especially with what you did. You gradually switched over, and you notice like these changes along the way, which kind of helped fuel the fire and made you keep going.
Oh yeah. And it wasn't easy the whole way through either. Like I made some mistakes here and there and I've had cravings. I kind of had to learn that I can't beat myself up over that one mistake. I can learn from it and then build back up on it afterwards.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's two things I want to touch on. One, it sounds like the community aspect was really helpful with your transition as well to plant-based. Like you found other people. It's like you said, once you started searching, it was like, oh, wow, there's a lot more people out here than I thought.
There's actually a Facebook group for my town for vegans and vegetarians. And I remember when I first started, I would only go towards vegan specific restaurants because I was too scared to go out to bigger restaurants. And going on that Facebook page, there's actually a lot of restaurants that you can order a meal, but you can alter it and have them make changes for you. So it's really nice now to be like, all right, we can go to this restaurant and I'll just either find something or ask them to change something up. So I don't feel as much stress to go out anymore.
Yeah, I definitely want to unpack that a little bit more and kind of backing up to what you said about the community aspect. I think that's a great tip for anyone who's listening is to like maybe seek out a vegan or vegetarian Facebook group or other communities that kind of are center around this lifestyle that you're wanting to pursue. I know that was huge for you, Vanessa, to
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
have just that community that you didn't have, especially if you are kind of feeling a little bit alone in your journey. That can be really
Oh,
helpful.
yeah. There's a lot of pages out there, actually. Like, my mom found this page for vegan, vegetarian, beginners that she's practically in love with. And then there's one for vegan, vegetarian recipes, which is actually pretty cool. That one's actually pretty awesome because there's a lot of recipes being shared on there.
That's great. It gives you ideas. It gives you that sense of community. There's some like some support, maybe accountability. It can be really helpful.
Oh, yeah. And sharing ideas off of each other, especially when you feel like you're in a rut. It's really nice to have someone to lean on.
Definitely. Okay, so you had mentioned, I know you enjoy going out to eat, and that
Oh,
was
yeah.
something that I remember talking about with you in the beginning. It's like, well, how am I going to do this? It's something that I really enjoy. It's fun to do. You have a lot of restaurants near you. So I do want to kind of unpack like the struggles that maybe you faced and how you sort of worked through them and how you're still sort of allowing yourself maybe that flexibility, trying to avoid maybe that all or nothing, like it has to be either 100%, vegan or I've failed. So kind of walk us through that.
So eating out is important to me because I like being sociable. I talk to pretty much everybody. So I love going out to eat. And a lot of my friends are in the hotel and restaurant field. So they manage a lot of restaurants. So I like to go and support them. So a lot of my friends work in Italian restaurants. And that's, as far as I've found so far, it's actually one of the hardest in Italian restaurants because everything has cheese in it. So that's where I had to be like, all right, Vanessa, you don't want to make this journey unenjoyable and feel like it's a chore, because then that's when it gets to be hard. So I'm going to find what I want and do as close as I can to eating the way that I want to eat, whether that's ordering vegetarian or ordering vegan. Like, I'm going to do the best that I possibly can. Mm. But doing that, it was more enjoyable to eat out, because I didn't have, it's a lot more easier to find a place that has vegetarian that can be transferred into vegan versus strictly just vegan. So it was really cool. And I actually went out with one of my colleagues to a restaurant near my house, and it's a family-owned restaurant. He was going there to teach me something about the restaurant industry for a food truck that I wanted to start. And he actually told them ahead of time that I'm vegan. So they actually prepped a whole meal for me that was vegan.
Oh my gosh.
It was awesome. And that actually made me feel so welcome too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess it's just really looking ahead of time at the menu, picking out what you think can be altered, and maybe even calling ahead like my colleague did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's great. I think all of those things are so helpful for people who are wanting to transition or are transitioning or even are plant-based. It's like you said, you're doing the best that you can. And what's been really helpful for you is either looking ahead at the menu, maybe calling mm-hmm. ahead, or even just, again, like if you can't order something that's vegan, then go vegetarian. And again, it's trying to avoid that all or nothing mentality where you feel like it is either 100% plant-based, 100% vegan, or you failed. And I feel like, Vanessa, you do such a beautiful job of that, of like allowing yourself that flexibility. So like you said, it's this lifestyle. Obviously there's a pull for some reason to be vegan, to be plant-based, but yeah. You're also navigating in a way where, like you said, it's not a burden and it's really fun and enjoyable, and you're still able to go out and yeah. enjoy your friends.
The word failure was something that, you know, that I had to kind of get out of my head the whole journey, because I don't know what it is about that negative word failure. Once I feel like that, it's like a down spiral and it's hard to get back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had to really adjust the way that I thought about slipping up.
Yeah. Yeah. Not looking at it as necessarily a bad thing, but like, it's just kind of part of the process, and yeah. it's okay if I order something that's vegetarian, you know, that's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that.
And I was so fortunate for the experience, and even still now, because I'm still learning about the benefits of going plant-based. And I think that's even more of a motivation for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Once you start on the journey, I feel like layers are constantly being pulled back of like things right. that you continue to learn. And then you learn yeah. things and you tell other people about things. It's just, yeah, it's never ending.
The most exhilarating thing for me is I love to cook, and my friends and family know that I love to cook. So my friends would be like, is that food even good? Like, does it even taste good? And I'm like, let me cook for you. Okay. Yes. So when I actually cooked for my friends and they ate it, and they're like, there's no meat in here. I'm like, no, they're like, it's really good. I'm like, it's all about seasoning. Okay. You got to season and flavor everything.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes too, that's what it takes, is just like cooking for your friends and making these really yeah. delicious plant-based meals where it's like, oh wow, I'm not even missing meat, you know, if I'm a meat eater or like enjoy oh, yeah. having meat. So that's yeah. fantastic. I love that.
Oh yeah. Definitely also having control over some of the decisions. Like when I started to date again, I was like, all right, let me look up the restaurant and I'll share it with you to see if you like it. Or if he suggests a restaurant, I'd be like, okay, let's look up the menu first. Let's make sure there's something there for both of us.
Yep.
So yeah. it's kind of having a little bit of control over your choices.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Because in a way you're sort of advocating for yourself and what you find important and valuable in your life.
Yeah. Awesome.
And like you said too, you're kind of merging that together with somebody else. So kind of finding that happy medium in a way where you both can be satisfied with going out.
Yeah. And the biggest part of, in my opinion, dating while I'm plant-based or trying to eat plant-based is not to be judgmental of someone who's not plant-based. Like, I don't want to deprive them either of what they really like to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We know that like judging other people, judging what other people eat, shaming other people for what they eat, that is not helpful whatsoever. In fact, that can actually push them away and make things worse.
Oh yeah. And it works both ways too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cause you don't want to be judged or ashamed for what you're eating. Absolutely.
Yeah. Cause then I think that's when you feel the peer pressure of having to go back a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah. And Vanessa, I feel like this highlights too, one thing that you do really well is you extend so much compassion to yourself, and because of that, I feel like you're able to extend compassion to other people as well who are on a different journey than you are.
Oh yeah. I've definitely learned to appreciate myself and love myself and understand that I have to make myself feel good and make myself feel happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've grown so much in that over the past year or so, because I had to make choices that were better for me and that sustained my goals.
Yeah. Cause a lot of what you're doing now is aligning with, like we said, this pull that you've had for a really long time, and now you're doing it.
I know. And it's awesome. And I honestly wouldn't have been as successful with it, probably, especially while I was working, if I didn't have you being like, you got a meal prep.
Which you mastered that so well. So yeah. Vanessa is like an amazing meal prepper, and she makes delicious food. So, and that's something too, like for people listening, is meal prepping and meal planning can be really helpful with this journey as well. It can just kind of help take away some of that like mental fatigue or that decision-making that you have to make centered around food. And when you prep it sort of early on and it's ready to go throughout the week, it's one less thing you have to think about. And it makes it a very easy decision, which is really nice.
Oh yeah.
Vanessa, thank you so much for being here. I know the listeners thank really you. Appreciate all the tips you had. Yeah. Well, so if anyone has like any questions, maybe about your journey, maybe they're living in New Jersey, or maybe, you know, they have something related to like culture related type foods, like where can they best reach out to you?
My suggestion would be for Facebook Messenger.
Okay. And that
so
would
you can
be...
just search my name on there.
Perfect.
Vanessa okay. NG.
And we will put all that information in the show notes. So if you have some questions for Vanessa, you can definitely go check her out there. Yes. All right, Vanessa, thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Plant Centered and Thriving podcast. Throughout the month of May, I'm doing an eco-friendly goodie box giveaway valued at over $100. To enter to win, give this podcast a 5-star rating and leave a review. The winner will be chosen in June. Until next time, keep thriving.